y'all tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official League podcast. Oh, yeah, new intro. It's your boy, KZ, the self-proclaimed best prognosticator alive. And my co-host here, we got Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, who's always on a bye week. You like that?
I do like that.
All right. Oh, man.
This week, I actually have on a bye week.
I'm playing the cheese bye.
Just wasted 60 points on a Thursday night, which is like the most. I've never scored that many points on a Thursday night before in my life. It was the highest scoring game in Thursday night football history, I think.
You had Hyde and Gurley go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Hyde put up like 20-something, and then Gurley went nuts.
Like 35 or something. Yeah.
It was a good night. You pretty much have to just score about 30, 40 points from the rest of your roster, and you won the game.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty – well, we don't want to get into that just yet.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, we got to go through everything else here. Well, you know, last week there was a bunch of stunning defeats. But, again –
In the league or the NFL?
Both, really.
True.
Honestly, the NFL week two was poison to me, man. I'm not doing so well in every facet of football.
Yeah.
My team sucks. The Giants, we'll get into that. My fantasy teams are getting played. I don't know. I just thought they were much better. I don't know. Well, you're doing all right.
I've been lucky to escape the absolute carnage of injuries so far this year, relatively unscathed.
Yes. Your biggest problem is the Zeke and his legal battles.
Yeah, I'm relatively okay with that. I mean, I think McFadden will be okay in his absence. Mm-hmm. And if I start, you know, this week I started three running backs. I started Zeke, Gurley, and Hyde. But if I start Gurley and Hyde and I start four receivers, I'm cool with that too. So
yeah.
I just need Zeke to be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, you got a room to wiggle there. So let's get into what happened week two here. You had a real boring ass Thursday night game, which we were already talking about, Texans Bengals, and the Bengals yet again don't score a touchdown. Two straight
fire
games.
Their offensive coordinator.
I would too. You got first
how
of
is
all.
Marvin? Can you explain to me how Marvin Lewis has survived for like 19 years of this team being fucking awful?
They're not awful. They're just mediocre. They, you know, because before he got there, they were the fucking joke of the
That's
NFL.
Fair.
And now that he's manning the helm, they've just been okay. You know,
they're always underperforming.
They're just not
undisciplined. Like they're never a good team.
Vontaze Burfict is a joke. That guy,
he should be out of the league.
I don't know how like guys like that never get into too much trouble, but like, you know, like Ezekiel Elliott, who's like there's a witch hunt for this guy, or Tom Brady, who like they said he like fucking the Ravens, the way the Indianapolis Colts got beat by like 30 something points.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, he took a tenth of an ounce of air out of the ball. That's what happened. You know,
meanwhile the Colts played with the same ball.
Yeah,
how'd that work out for them?
Yeah, the whole Colts got fucking their heads beat in, and Tom Brady looked better than he ever has been. But, yeah, Vontaze Burfict, he's running amok. He got Adam Pac-Man Jones in that squad.
Yeah.
He's a maniac. It's a maniac squad. But you know what? The Grease did not.
They haven't scored a touchdown this season.
Defense is looking okay, though.
Oh, God. I think they've been lucky with who they've played.
And we're giving them a hard, you know, a real hard break. But the Texans are looking equally as big shit.
Texans are a bottom five team. Did you hear one of the great quotes from the Bengals player in the locker room after that game?
What?
An unnamed Bengals player in the locker room after that game was like, man, we just lost to the worst team in the NFL. And somebody on Twitter was like, you didn't lose to yourself, bro. Like, what do you think that makes you?
No, honestly, coming into the season, I just thought they were, again, mediocre, like a 9-7, you know, team, whatever. But they are – Andy Dalton has somehow regressed – you know, like he's in his prime right now. I think he's like, you know, like 29 or something like that, 30. And he's somehow
he's got the most weapons he's ever had around him. They're another team like our beloved New York Giants or the Seattle Seahawks over there. The offensive line is absolute fucking trash, and it kills every aspect of your offense.
Yeah, you got to have a line. You know, it's like you were saying in the chat this week. You know, we have a good center. It's like, who gives a shit? Like, our fucking tackles, like our turnstiles, and our guard. We have a guard that's playing out of position because he's supposed to be. We drafted him as a tackle, poo, whatever,
right.
And he can't play that. We drafted Eric Tackle. Eric Flowers. We drafted Eric Flowers as an offensive lineman. Apparently, he's not that.
I'm pretty sure, like, at this point, a fucking bouquet of flowers would do a better job at left tackle. Like, can we try that?
A flower stand would be harder to get around.
an old guy with a flower cart? Yeah. I'm willing to try that.
Honestly, it would take more time to get around an old guy with the flower cart than it would be to just get around this one man.
I'm down. We got to do something.
He's terrible. But, yeah, you're right. Both of these offensive lines, the Bengals and Texans, they stink. But again, the Texans quarterback play sucks.
Yes,
Savage was bad. Watson, he's a rookie. What are you expecting from him?
I'm out on this. People get all excited about Deshaun Watson. I don't know. Does he look better than Savage? Sure. Is he exciting because he can run a little bit? Sure. Is he a good quarterback? No.
Bro, he's glorified Terrell Pryor, bro. Yeah. Like, get him. Yeah. He's only effective with the ball in his hands, I feel like. You know,
he needs to stop throwing at DeAndre Hopkins. It's getting ridiculous. Too much.
No, it's not. Too much. Who the hell is he? Who's another receiver on the squad?
I don't care. Stop throwing him.
No. Why? Why? Because you're facing G's?
Just in general, yeah.
All right. But why? Who cares? It's not like the guy scores any touchdowns. He just gets a bunch
15
of
targets for like 7 catches and 70 yards.
Yeah,
it's
so
sick.
If you're not playing the PPR, he's garbage anyway.
That's true.
So it's like, who else is he going to throw? But he got every tight end he had killed. Yes. Tom Savage did.
Three of them all got concussed in one game.
They're all dead.
Will Fuller's coming back actually soon.
I thought he's out for the year.
No, he broke his collarbone and he healed faster than he has. They ruled him out this week, but he's practicing already, which is
someone call Kevin White then. Why is he done for the year? Will Fuller got held.
Kevin White is, you know, like Wolverine?
Absolutely.
You know the opposite of Wolverine?
Yeah. He's unbreakable, like Samuel.
Kevin White just heals incredibly slowly. Like a paper cut, man. It's like a 3-week injury.
He's like a crash test dummy, that guy. He just can't stay on the field. He's shot. I think that's the end of him, man. He's
literally going to be turning 27, I think, now before he's played 3 games in his career. Like, it's fucking incredible.
I think the literal stat line, we here at the League Podcast do not fact check.
No, everything we say should be taken as opinion and not facts.
Yes, we're LOLing all this, Steve. Okay, this is all LOL'd.
Everything is fake news.
Yeah, they're all hot takes. We're hot taking the shit out of this. I'm going to say that he's played 5 games, I feel that.
I think that's a close to a right number.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he'll be 27 at the start of next season.
Okay. These are a factual, not facts.
These are factual opinions.
Yeah, factual opinions by the people here at the League Podcast. So in that game, let me go to see who covered.
It's bananas. He was in the same draft class as Gurley, and Gurley just turned 22 a week ago.
Was he in the same draft class? Gurley got drafted, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That's how. Oh, you're right. He must have been a
he was
5-year
like 25
friend.
When he came out of the league, and he's been 3 years now in the league.
Was he redshirted?
I guess so.
Why would you even draft a guy that high as a guy that old?
I don't know. He had a monster season his senior year, and they were just obsessed with him.
Yeah, but what did he come out of? Texas? Or something like that?
West Virginia?
West Virginia? I want to say, no, that was Tavion Austin, right?
I don't know where
he was. Was West Virginia? All I remember was I was in a league with my friend, well, my former friend, EJ, and he was obsessed with this guy. And I was like, bro, we have to drop this dude. I hate this guy. And he's like, I saw him in college. Like, I live with you. You didn't see him in college, bro. We've never watched a college game. And, you know, except for the national championship game.
Have you heard of YouTube?
Yeah. It's like, you watched these guys suck his dick in the fucking combine or something like that. That's what you watched.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Texans and the Bengals, we both took the Bengals in that. Houston ended up winning the game outright. So I don't know who gave the Bengals, you know, 5-point advantage, but they were fucking wrong, man. Moving on to we were super wrong. Moving on to the next game here, the Bills and the Panthers. Now, the Panthers are the worst 2-0 team, I think.
The Panthers fucking blow. If you actually watch them play, they're awful. Cam Newton should be putting up like 35 points a game on teams, and they score like 17 points a game because he just misses receivers constantly.
At the end of that game where it was only close because they had to kick a field goal and so they scored a touchdown where he missed Christian McCaffrey by like a country mile. Christian McCaffrey's running in the end zone naked, and he threw that shit like 7 feet over this guy's head. And he's missing everybody all day.
Dude, if he's the question is how healthy is he from the offseason shoulder surgery? If he's healthy, he's going to be making an appearance on the watch list soon at the right young age of 26 or whatever he is. He's fucking toast. He's not a pocket passer. And if this is going to be the role we're going to force him into, he's toast. It's done.
You know what? I never got why in sports the people try to change what made you good.
Well, I think they want to keep him alive.
Why? Who wants to see him in the pocket? That guy's – you know what I'm saying? It's like –
they're just trying to sustain his career. I mean, if he kept going the way he was going the last few years, he's literally going to die in the field.
Whatever.
Like Rod Tidwell.
But when you drafted him, you took that risk. You knew his skill set was that he was going to take
a beat. I'm
guessing
they thought he would develop into a pocket passer.
Man, whoever did that, I'm talking about. What?
I'll give Vic. Vic actually did it post-jail, shockingly enough.
No, he was in the Andy Reid system, man. He was doing like.
He looked really good throwing the ball out of the pocket. I was like blown away by it. I was like not expecting it.
First of all, I want to say Michael Vick was vastly underrated as a thrower. He
was never accurate early in his career. He had a huge arm, but he was never an accurate passer early in his career. He was dropping dimes in Philly.
Okay, again, Andy Reid with his little system, like, it is what it is with that. You know, it's like he went to a good system.
For him, the right? Longest yard quarterback camp.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, going back to the Panthers, they beat the Bills. The Bills are...
What was the spread in that game?
The spread in that game was 7.5 Panthers. They end up not covering by a...
Who did we take?
We took... well, you took the Bills, and I took the Panthers.
Nice.
So you ended up... You ended up...
got one right.
Yeah.
Once.
I guess, yeah. I guess, you know, I'll go through that, too, while we're going through last week. Yeah, so I got that one wrong. The Bills, I thought, you know, I saw them beat the Jets. I apparently, I was really wrong on how good the Bills
were.
Yeah,
I wouldn't judge anyone playing the Jets by how good or bad they are.
Yeah, so going forward, the Panthers, you know, the second they play a real team, I think they might get beat. They beat the Niners.
I'll tell you what, their defense is pretty good. That's the only thing they have going for them.
Yeah, but you lose your best offensive player outside of Cam now.
Yeah,
with,
Greg Olsen's not going to help.
Yeah.
That's not going to help.
So what, I mean, now you had an old man and a rookie in the backfield and no receivers.
Your offense is bad.
Yeah, not liking it. Next game was a pretty much a beatdown with the Bucks versus the Bears, man. The Bucks kicked the shit out of the Bears. We in this game both took the Bucks, I believe, at 7. But yeah, man, they
covered that like 30 times over.
Mike Evans, he you know what? He caught a touchdown pass that I thought he stepped out of bounds, but they didn't bother to review it because I guess you know.
They review all scores, right? So, but they didn't officially review it. You're saying. Yeah, because they check all that shit back in New York or whatever. So,
wait, that guy's the best receiver in football.
He's a little bit of a different type of receiver. Like Julio is probably a better receiver. But Evans, in terms of like the red zone, he's unstoppable. He's like Kelvin Benjamin if Kelvin Benjamin was good.
Well, Kelvin Benjamin can't catch.
Right. Evans is that Kelvin Benjamin size, mm-hmm. but he's actually a good receiver.
Yeah. You know, Justin, I don't know why you have such a boner for him. And Steve had a big boner for Kelvin Benjamin this year too. But again, I think you're going to be, you know, you're going to feast, you're going to get some fantasy famine with this guy. He's garbage.
You should have traded him.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Should trade him this offseason. Should trade him now.
Yeah,
like.
Just get off
get
to Kelvin Benjamin.
Rid of that guy.
The guy is out the door as far as a fantasy option. I think he stinks. What are we talking about here?
We both took Tampa Bay.
We
got that one right.
Tampa Bay. The Bears. Mike Glennon looked pretty good game one. Looked pretty shitty game two.
Yeah. That's gonna be a rough offense.
They were yelling for Trubisky, man. How long do you think before that guy starts?
4 or 5 weeks.
I think you start off like, you know, 2-6, you know, 1-7 or something like that. By the second half of the season, I think you start putting in Trubisky.
Yeah, I wonder when the bye week is. That might be a good time.
Yeah, I say after the bye week,
because
you're going to be trash.
Yeah, he's for sure got a short leash.
Okay, big, big fantasy question now. Tariq Cohen, does he take the starting job from Howard?
So I don't think he takes the starting job in terms of he's not going to dominate carries if they're both healthy and he's not going to get goal line work. Mm-hmm. Will he score more fantasy points? Yes. He's getting 10-plus targets a game. He's essentially a receiver. And he's the only guy on that team capable of making any plays of forward yardage. So I do think he'll outscore him from a fantasy perspective.
All right. Now, another the next game here, another shocker to me, man, is the Ravens are for real this year, man. They beat the Cleveland Browns. They play the Cleveland Browns. They beat them.
Ravens' defense is nasty.
Yeah, 24-10. They covered. We both. Well, I took. You took the Ravens. I'm sorry. You took the Browns.
Took the points, right? Was it 14 or something? 13.5. I was so fucking close to covering that too.
Yeah, we both took the Browns on that, and
was it 13 points?
14.5, bro.
It was 7. The Colts game must have been 13. One of those games was 13.
Yeah.
The Jets were. I lost that one.
Yeah, that's the only ones I got that you got wrong, but. Yeah, man, the Ravens look at Buck Allen.
The Ravens, I will only say this. The only thing I'll say is that Ravens offense still looks like fucking trash, and they have been lucky that they have not been trailing any games so far this year because their defense is fucking nasty. So we'll see. I want to see them down, you know, 21-14, 21-10, and see how they respond. I'm not convinced that offense is capable of beating anyone.
No. Honestly, they're...
Also, they just lost Marshall Yanda this week. Probably the best, one of the best guards, if not the best guard in the entire NFL. That is not going to help.
You think that hurts Mr. Allen?
For sure. It hurts their running game a lot, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know, Watts, you better watch out, man. You better trade high now.
Watts also has Terrence West and every other Baltimore running back, I believe.
It was a good idea week for the week two.
Yeah.
yeah, so right there, the Ravens cover that one. The next game here is the Cardinals versus the Colts, which without David Johnson, the Cardinals look shitty.
Both these teams looked absolutely awful. I will apologize to Carson Palmer. I thought he actually looked a little bit better than he did the first week. Maybe it's not quite.
You're taking him off the list. He's
on the watch list for removal. I've upgraded him to watch for removal.
I want to say that Carson Palmer has always been on the watch list since entering the league. So he was a killer in USC, and then
he had a few monster seasons with Arizona.
But he's always on the list. I feel that like he's got that stinker in him at all times.
I thought he actually looked pretty good this game against. Granted, the Colts are an awful defense, but anytime he actually had time to throw, he put the ball on right where he needed to be. So I don't know. He looked pretty good. This game was too close. This game shouldn't have been this close.
Without David Johnson, what do you make of that backfield? Is it just utter mess, or is one guy going to emerge eventually?
Yes and no. Chris Johnson will get most of the carries there. But Andre Ellington's going to get receptions. Kerwin Williams might get goal line work. And their offensive line is fucking awful, and their offense in general is bad. So for fantasy, no, absolute avoid.
I'm going to add him to the list. It's Larry Fitzgerald, first two games. Looking
pretty, he's on the list.
He's looking pretty bad.
Fitz was added to the list this week. He's done.
He's done?
Yeah,
you think he's shot?
He is done.
He said he was going to retire.
He cannot get any separation. It's just bad.
And then the bright spot on that team, I feel, is J.J. Nelson.
Yes.
He's
looked pretty good.
He looked pretty good, man. Yeah. He's got like two touchdowns in the first 2 weeks.
He's got six or seven dating back to the last six or seven games of the last year, too.
You took the Colts in this. I took the Cardinals. Good on you.
How many points was that against?
It was 7.5.
7.5, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the Colts' total team was just...
It was Jacoby Brissett, right? I think they started
I didn't realize that they were going to start Jacoby Brissett. I would have still gone with the Cardinals, but...
fair enough.
Next game here. Saxonville.
Saxonville is over. Saxonville was apparently only a one-week.
It was a one-week deal?
It was a one-week deal. I think they had no sacks last week.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans beat the shit out of them. And you know what? Henry, did he take the job in that game?
I think he did. You could argue whether it's injury or it's not injury. The Titans are a better team with him handling more than 50% of the carries.
Now, here's my thing with that. I don't know if he was untradeable or something like that. I felt going into the season, you had a huge asset with Murray coming off a monster season, right? You could have got maybe like a second round pick in the draft. You could have moved up or something like that. I felt that you should have got rid of him because you had Henry and you could always draft a backup in the later rounds.
I just don't think you're getting, for a 29-year-old running back with that kind of mileage, who's I think signed for like $15, $20 million a year or something. He's got a huge cap hit. No team is trading for him. I think his contract's untradeable in the NFL.
It's his contract that's killing it?
All right. And if you do trade him, you'll get back like a seventh-round pick. And he's when he plays, he's good. He's not, you know, he's fine for the team.
I just felt that like coming off the season, he was such a, you know.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any. I don't think there was any market
contract
for him
that was
in the
killing
NFL.
That. Tennessee Titans made Saxonville look pretty shitty.
I actually thought the Titans looked pretty underwhelming. This game was like incredibly close the first half of the first half of this game, and then. You know, a couple tip passes, some interceptions, Bortlesing, and like the game got out of hand. But this was a really close game. Tennessee, I don't know. Tennessee through 2 weeks has not shown me a lot.
No, the
this
first week
a super
they were totally.
Team.
Yeah, well, there. I think. Corey Davis now is out of the picture for at least this week.
They should still have enough weapons.
Yeah, I think that almost benefits them for this 1 week because Corey Davis has kind of underwhelmed me in the first 2 weeks.
He didn't play last week, did he?
He played and got hurt.
Okay.
But I like Rashard Matthews and him had a good, repertoire last year. Do you think that the loss of Kendall Wright really hurts them? Because he was really connecting with him last year, Mariota.
I don't think Kendall Wright did anything last year.
No, he was, I remember, again, factual. This is not a fact checking. This is an opinion based thing.
I didn't think Kendall Wright did anything. I mean, Eric Decker should be a monster upgrade in the slot. So I can't imagine that hurts them at all.
You know, the funny thing is, I saw Delanie Walker, the slowest tight end maybe in football,
with a rushing touchdown.
Sweep of all. Not even a, he didn't go up the gut. What? Why?
I don't know. I saw something this offseason randomly about Delanie Walker, who, like, you know, he's old as fuck, especially for a tight end. He's like 32.
He's solid. He's got real good 33. Hands.
Mm-hmm. He's, that guy's in ridiculous shape. Like, he looks like, he looks like he could be, like, a professional bodybuilder. Like, he's in banana shape. And so, like, and he makes it a point to be like, look, I'm old, but, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this, I'm not going anywhere. Like, so he takes care of himself. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's ready to go relinquish that job.
So, in this game, does Bortles, how many times do you give Bortles a second chance here?
He's got one or two more weeks left, tops. They have to put someone else in.
He loses you the game.
Who did they just sign? I'm going to look this up.
He basically loses you the game in the first half, and then he plays catch up.
He's unstartable. In the real NFL, he should be unstartable. Mm-hmm. You can't. He doesn't give you a chance to win.
No. Again, how many times did I see this?
Fournette's looked great. The defense looked great. He is a fucking 80-pound anchor on this
Marquise
team.
Lee and Hearns looked pretty
Hearns
good.
Hearns were fine. Yeah.
He's the huge problem on your squad.
Oh, they just signed a guy, the Giants. Who the fuck was it? Wow, what is that guy's name? He was like the third string for the Giants.
From when? Hold on. Anyway. Yeah, so the Titans took care of Jacksonville. You picked Tennessee. I picked Jacksonville. I was on your Saxonville hype train. I got off.
Ryan Nassib. We were just talking Ryan Nassib and him or Henny.
He was a big hype deal when he was out of college. Yeah. They said that he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Eli, and that never happened.
Him or Henny, one of those guys is going to get a shot in a few weeks here because Bortle, I mean,
Well, in the preseason, not that it means anything now, but he hit Henny hooked up with Allen Robinson.
Henny looked pretty good, but again, it's Chad Henne.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you have there. Why not give Nassib a shot, right?
Yeah. Now the next game is your most hated team is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles here. I like Carson Wentz, but if I see him throw any more balls that get tipped in the air, man, I'm just going to, like, I'm be out on him.
Is this the game with the Zach Ertz 50-yard tip catch?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It hit a defender in stride, yeah, like, in his fucking chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Zach Ertz
just pushed the guy out of the way. And, like, yeah. Ran out and caught it. Yeah.
The defender must have been so shocked that it hit him. It was,
yeah.
Like, he was probably looking at Ertz and being like, I'm going to blow this guy up. And the ball hit him and it was like, what? Chiefs, man, 2-0 here. And they covered. Are you on this Chiefs train?
The Chiefs fucking suck.
I don't know, man. Their defense is good. Their run game is sexy.
Defense is fine. It's not elite anymore without Barry. They have Alex Smith still, so they're fucking
lame. I agree.
Lame,
I don't think that they're going far.
They're not going anywhere.
They're going to win the division, bro. I'm going to say that.
I mean, maybe.
We got the Chargers a whack. You got...
Chargers are the most unlucky team in the NFL, first of all. They should be 2-0. Secondly, I mean, the Broncos and Raiders, I don't think the Chiefs are that much better than either of those teams.
I think that, well, I don't know. The Raiders, again, they're good, but their defense is not nearly as good as the Chiefs' D. And the Broncos, come on, Simeon, the whole year you're going to fucking trust this guy?
Yeah, as long as he keeps throwing 10% of his passes for touchdowns, they're in good shape.
Yeah, that'll keep up.
Sorry, Alex Smith turning into fucking Joe Montana is going to keep up.
No, but he's got, like, again, it's the Andy Reid system. There's guys that when they get the ball, they just
go.
It's
the Andy Reid system, been there for 4 or 5 years. This team's been fucking garbage.
They're going to get a bye, and they'll lose to the goddamn Patriots or whoever. Actually, they didn't even lose to the Patriots. They lost to the Steelers, right, in the playoffs last year?
Did they lose to the Steelers? Even though the Steelers didn't have, like, Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, or Antonio Brown. The Steelers in the playoffs last year, I think, were missing, like, every player in every position.
No,
they lost to the Patriots, I'm pretty sure.
No. They had a bye. They had a bye, and they didn't win a game. They got ousted in their first game. Patriots took out,
they had a bye.
Steelers.
When did they beat,
the Patriots took out the Steelers.
When did they beat Houston in the first round? That was 2 years ago. That wasn't last
Patriots
year?
Beat the Steelers. Patriots beat Houston in their first round, and then
Oakland. The Chiefs beat Houston with, like,
that was 2 years ago. Okay, but again, the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt looks like shit. Again, he was quiet in the first half, and then broke out in that second half. He had two touchdowns.
Yep.
A big run to set up that second one. The guy, I think, is for real. He might be on the low fantasy MVP. Like, you know.
He's looking like it right now.
For sure. So Chiefs 2-0. Moving on to your lock of the week. The Patriots absolutely steamrolled the Saints. First quarter, I think Tom Brady had like 170-something yards.
First time in his career, three touchdowns in the first quarter.
Really? Because I remember playing the
I was surprised by that stat.
I remember playing the Titans once in the snow. He scored like 50-something points. I was like, I thought that that was for
Cardinals. It was the Cardinals. I remember that game because I bet a lot of money on that game because I was like, the Cardinals are coming to Northeast. It's going to fucking snow. And it was like it was like a close spread, and the Patriots just wiped the fucking floor.
Beat the shit out of these guys. Yeah, I remember it was like 50-something at like the half or something like that. It was insane.
It was a complete blowout.
So
the Patriots righted the ship in week two and kind of quelled any concerns that like they're fucking – in bad shape.
Now what
the
about
Saints
you?
Did not do anything.
What about your boy Gronk here, man? Again, he gets hurt. He has a monster first half and then doesn't play at the second.
You know what? If he gives me 120 yards and a touchdown, I don't really care if he only plays half a football.
No, but is he's gonna hold together the whole season here?
Well, look. So you know, in a world we live in where every other tight end and every player in football is just dying at a rapid pace, every tight end is literally hurt right now. So Gronk has somehow escaped with a minor injury. No reason for the rushing back in that game last week. Keep him out. I'm fine with it. He's good to go this week, so we'll see. So far, so good, Gronk.
The Saints look duty, but they did face two pretty good defenses the week one and week two.
I just don't know if the Patriots defense is any good because the Chiefs put a fucking 500 yards on them.
All right, this is true, but the Chiefs, again, they righted the ship.
I think this Sean Payton, Drew Brees thing has come to an end. I think the Saints are... The Saints forever were a team with a bad defense and a great offense. I think they're just a bad team now.
All right, so I guess, you know, something happens. We didn't see what happened, but, like, you think Drew Brees just lost his
step?
Is he on the list?
He is actually on the list, yeah. Damn. He is on the list. I couldn't remember. Yeah, he is on the list.
Drew Brees on the list.
Look, the problem is they got too cute and they kept, you know, we can plug and play all these morons in there. Who cares? We don't need anyone. Get rid of Brandon Cooks. Get rid of all these guys. Like, at some point, that shit fucking catches up to you. Like, you need weapons on this offense, and they only have Michael Thomas.
Ted
Ginn has been a disaster.
Yeah, he hasn't done much.
Brandon Coleman's a fucking joke.
He scored 2 touchdowns so far. I'm just saying, like, but they haven't done much. They haven't done much. Obviously New England's covered big time. Last 1 o'clock game here is Minnesota at Pittsburgh. Again, Pittsburgh doing.
We got a little hosed on this. What was the spread?
The spread was 6.5. Minnesota was getting the points.
And what did we take?
Well, you took the Minnesota Vikings, and I took the Minnesota Vikings as well.
That's a little unfair. We did not know Bradford was going to be out.
Yeah, we didn't realize that. Well, you know, I should have realized because he's made a bitch. And fucking guys.
Bradford, week one MVP, 350 yards, 4 touchdowns. Looks completely healthy, fine, no problems.
All,
week two.
If you own Viking, if you own any Viking, your stock has plummeted because
bad.
Keenum was a starter for them or something like that.
Casey Keenum. Not a good quarterback.
I knew him as the guy who like introduced music.
Yes. He used to do Sunday mornings on like Z100.
Yeah, Casey
Keenum.
Yeah, man. He was
better at that than he was at playing quarterback.
No good at playing quarterback. No. Zero good at that.
Kills Diggs, kills Thielen, kills Cook.
Now let me ask.
Kills Launchpad.
Let me ask you this question. Second week in a row, Le'Veon Bell does nothing. Now is he on the decline? What's going on here?
So I tell you what, I don't own any Le'Veon Bell shares in any of my 10,000 fantasy leagues, but if I did, I would be concerned. I get the whole, okay, rusty, didn't work out, skip the offseason, hold out, blah, 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 blah. My concern is twofold. One, they're not involving him in the passing game nearly as much as they have in the past. And, you know, Martavis Bryant's back. Eli Rogers there now. They drafted Juju Smith-Schuster. So maybe his role in the passing game is just not there anymore now, which is a huge problem for his fantasy value. And the bigger problem for his fantasy value is if he keeps playing like this, he's not the Steelers aren't going to give him a fucking dime, and he's going to go to another team. And to me, it's a huge question mark if he goes and leaves to another team, what his fantasy value is at that point. Clearly the range of outcomes is not. He's not going to be like, you know, it's not like he's going to turn into like fucking Justin Forsett or something. Like he's not going to go to zero, but like he may go from that one elite 1-2 guy, number one, number two overall guy to like. In the 5-10 discussion, which for him is a big drop. So
yeah, he was.
I'd be concerned.
Starting no matter what. Now he's like a.
He's still a starter no matter what. If you have him, you got to start him. But like, I don't know.
He's 2 duds in a row. It's Le'Veon Bell-like.
It's not good. It's concerning.
What really bummed me out about that was they gave that Juju Smith touchdown. It was definitely supposed to go to him. They gave it to Juju Smith,
yeah,
the receiver. It was the weirdest one of the again. Delaney Walker scored a touchdown. Juju Smith scored a touchdown. It was a weird. Week two was terrible. Hated week two. So the Steelers they covered big.
Vikings.
And then we're going to the 4 o'clock games, Miami at Los Angeles. And what a crowd for the first game in LA for the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been 12,000 people there.
Yeah, man. I've heard rumors that there's already talk about them going back to San Diego.
That is true.
That apparently the LA don't really give a shit about the Chargers. Why would you move to LA?
Contrary to what Launchpad says, I don't really think San Diego gives a shit about the Chargers either.
Well, he said that, you know, it's something to do. Like, you know, that was like the big thing. It's like, yeah, rabid fan base. We got something to do. Like, that's why they got to make the stadium real nice. Honestly, in New York, stadium could be whatever it is. We're going to go to the games. Like, you go
massively out of your way to do so. Like, those stadiums are a fucking pain in the ass to get
to. We're going to Jersey, bro. They don't have much of a pain in the ass. And we know going home, it's like 3 hours. It's a 3 hour journey.
It's an entire day.
Like a 1 o'clock game, you're lucky if you get home at 9.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Like midway through the Sunday night game, you're lucky. But I'm sure if you go to the San Diego game, man, I'm sure there's like no traffic. You just kind of drive right in. The LA game, there's probably no one there. Like, you know, you could definitely upgrade your seat. Like,
yeah, that move has been a disaster for them. What was the spread on that game?
The spread was 4.5 Chargers. They had lost straight up against the Miami Dolphins. Both Florida teams, man, I guess doing it for Florida after that hurricane. I was wrong. I thought they would come slow out the box. I went Chargers on this. You went –
I picked the Chargers probably.
No, you picked the Dolphins, dude.
I did?
Yeah, you picked Miami. Ooh. And, good on you for picking them. Again, Philip Rivers and company didn't look too hot. Landry looked great. I mean, he got hurt, but –
I don't know if he looks great. He had 17 catches for 35 yards. Like, he literally
catches.
They use him like every other team uses like a running back, like Shane Vereen or something. Like, they just put him 2 yards in front of the line of scrimmage, and it's like, yo, if you're about to die, just throw the ball to this guy. Like,
was this Kenny Stills?
Ajayi looked really good.
Ajayi looked good. Kenny Stills caught a touchdown.
Pretty good. Stills looked pretty good. Parker looked pretty good. That offense looked pretty good.
They were a playoff team last year, and I think they actually have an upgraded quarterback somehow.
I can't believe they were a playoff team last year.
Well, because Tannehill, I think, sucks.
Tannehill's garbage.
Yeah, Cutler sucks, but I think that he's a better suck than Tannehill.
He might be a worse quarterback than Tannehill. I think he's a better fit on this team, if that makes any sense.
Why? What's your reasoning?
I think his willingness to throw the ball downfield with reckless abandon is a better fit with Devontae Parker and Kenny Stills.
Back in my day, that's called a gunslinger.
Like Brett Farving it. Yeah. Tannehill was just a very conservative little bitch quarterback. So.
Yeah, now it's like a science to it. Like, bro, I like the early 90s, bro. If you were a gunslinger, you used to whip the ball downfield. Yeah. Who cares?
He's the first battle Hall of Famer. That guy leads the career interceptions, number one.
He throws a 45-yard pass, it gets picked off. That's just a punt, bro. Like, whatever. the next game here is the Jets at the Oakland Raiders, and we went separate ways.
You got this one wrong.
I've been watching the Jets. I know my Jets.
Fair enough.
They suck, man. They just stink. Marshawn Lynch ran wild on them.
14 points was just. I thought they could keep it close.
No.
Not even remotely.
No, their offense is better than I thought it'd be.
How about Jermaine Kearse, though? Jermaine Kearse has more touchdowns this year than the Seahawks, by the way.
Well, you know what? Maybe Russell Wilson should have been looking his way. He's not looked too bad on the Jets, to be honest with you.
He's all they got, but
he's
played pretty well.
He's really killed Robbie Anderson's value at all.
That's true.
But he had very little value.
Yes.
But you figured someone's got to catch the ball, and
Darius Stewart, zero.
That person who's catching the ball
turned out to be Anunma.
Yeah. Well, no, it's Kearse.
Yes, thank you. Anunma's dead.
Yeah, Anunma died. He's done. Yeah. He's not catching any balls.
No.
He's on the sidelines with clipboard being like, that's some good shit, coach. Getting smoked. So the Raiders, it's hard to say anything good about the Raiders because it's like you're playing the Jets.
Yeah.
So, business as usual. You should destroy this team.
Yeah.
Jets, good for you. You know,
they tried.
Yeah, you went. You played all four quarters.
The best thing the Jets could do is lose games.
Yeah, well, you know, they're obviously eyeballing that USC quarterback. And I wouldn't go with him just because you already drafted a USC quarterback high and it didn't work out for you. And the USC quarterbacks flame out. I want to say.
I don't think that's a scientifically proven thing.
It's
so.
A fact.
I'm going to say draft whatever quarterback you like. I don't give a shit what the predecessors before him, who happened to be at the same school, did.
Sanchez, you have Leinart, man. There's two big, you know, top 10 picks that just blew up in your face. Palmer, it was okay.
Palmer had a great career.
A great career.
Palmer had a very good career.
Palmer had a career. He had a long career. He was a starter for many years. He had good years. He had bad years. He had injuries. He was, you gotta remember, there was,
I think the only bad year he ever had was the year on Oakland.
No, no. He had a couple of bad years after he busted his leg up. He was no good. That's why the Cincinnati got rid of his ass.
We'll check this out.
All right, we'll check.
We'll get some.
We're unofficial official. Check that out. next game, Dallas Cowboys getting absolutely shut down by Denver Broncos. The Broncos beat the shit out of these guys.
The spread on that one?
The spread on the Cowboys were getting 2.5 points. But again,
who did we pick?
You picked Dallas Cowboys.
Fuck.
And I picked the Dallas Cowboys. So we both picked the Cowboys. But I think the at least the defense for the Broncos is it's legit again.
It's interesting because the Broncos' pass defense has been legit for years now. You know, that duo of Aqib Talib and Chris Harris is just fucking nasty. The rep with the Broncos the last couple of years is that their run defense was awful, super soft, and you could run on them. So I don't know if they've done anything to change that or something happened or I don't know. But, I mean, they shut down one of the best running backs in the league this week. So
best offensive line. One of the best
offensive lines. Yeah, so, I mean, that should have been a great spot for him. People, you know, in the Twitter fantasy DFS world were, like, all over Zeke this week in a great spot, they thought.
Well, this is – I mean, he did face two defenses in a row that were really good. But do you think that maybe the offensive line isn't as good as it was a year
ago?
Well,
the offensive line is not as good as it was a year ago. They lost somebody. I can't remember the guy's name. So the offensive line definitely is not as good as it was a year ago. But the Giants are one of the best run defenses in the league.
Yeah, and then
so.
Denver,
I don't know. They looked
good
great. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they
killed him.
Completely shut him down.
Yeah. What do you have, like 16 yards?
Something
like
9
that?
Yards or something
that
crazy.
Was it?
Yeah.
And then he catches or anything like that?
I don't even know.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, Dallas got beat up. Thank goodness. Washington versus LA. I believe LA lost this game by a touch. Let me just double check that here. Yeah, Redskins 27, Rams 20. Okay,
what was the spread?
The spread was the Rams were getting 2.5 points here. You took the Rams.
Took the Rams, yeah.
Yeah, and I took the Redskins.
Damn it.
I don't know. I didn't believe the Rams for real. They played the Colts week one, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll get into it, I guess, right at the end of this because we'll talk about the Thursday night game this week. But the Rams so far, up and down. You know, they had two good games, one shooting.
The offense looks worlds better than last year.
Well, Connor Cook, he's legit slot receiver. Goff can throw the ball near a guy now. Gurley, you know, even though he's not averaging much per carry, he's still – again, elite running back. I feel like he's doing pretty well.
He's making guys miss. He's getting the ball in space. They're throwing the ball to him out of the backfield. He looks like night and day from last year.
You know, I'm not sold on these guys, but we'll come back to him at when we talk about the Thursday night game. San Fran versus Seattle, which was a really rough to watch game. And
I got this right at least.
Yeah, you picked the San Francisco 49ers, but the Seattle, you know, they're 13.5 points. Like. No.
That was the spread in that game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a bonkers spread. We both picked the Niners and it was only a field goal game.
Yeah.
Again, come on. You're playing football. Come on, score a touchdown, please. Like,
I mean, that's a division rivalry. San Fran always plays them tough.
Now, Russell Wilson, is he making the list? He looks terrible.
So Russell Wilson is not making the list for a couple of reasons. I think his terribleness has more to do with the offensive line than it does him. And if you look at his splits, as much sense as any of this makes, if you look at his splits by month, he should be starting to heat up when we get the calendar changes into October here. So we'll see.
Okay. Not much to say there. Now the Sunday night game, a rematch.
Not much to say there. Like I mentioned, Carlos Hyde averaging 9 yards a carry against the Seattle Seahawks.
I mean, I don't have that stat in front of me.
All right.
Well, how many points did he score in fantasy?
I don't know. Yeah, like 100. I don't think he had a touchdown. I think he had like 115 yards, but... Still, you know, one of the better defenses in the league.
Well, that without Aaron Donald, right? That he came back.
He's not on that team. So, yes.
The Rams.
Without Aaron
Donald. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Without Aaron Donald or J.J. Watt or anybody.
Yeah, neither of them were in that game.
Now, the Sunday night game, rematch of the NFC Championship game, the Green Bay Packers got beat up by the Falcons. A couple late scores followed by Green Bay, but Falcons just have their number, man.
I mean, Green Bay lost Cobb and Jordy pretty early in this game, and I mean that's tough to overcome.
Montgomery had a good game, and I think Nelson had a good.
Devontae Adams.
I'm sorry,
the only guy left standing there had a good game. And,
but again, the Green Bay Packers.
Falcons look legit.
Yeah, they are legit. They have an easy division. Well, actually, no, I like the Tampa Bay in that division, but In general, I don't really like their yeah. rest of the teams in that division.
So. But I mean, any concerns about the Falcons Super Bowl hangover, offensive coordinator, no. or they lost Shanahan, whatever, they don't look like they've skipped a beat.
Now, the Packers, again, getting exposed. Their defense sucks.
The secondary is awful.
Yeah. Again, Aaron Rodgers, you can't expect him to do everything all the time, every game. Like, he can't win every regular season and every postseason game for you, man. Like, eventually, he's not going to score 30 points. So, yeah, they're going to have to adjust that defense at some point this year or next year. We can't do anything this year. This is what you got.
There's not much this year you can do.
Do you think they fire the defensive coordinator at some point this year?
I don't know who it is, but no, I don't think they will.
All right, so Falcons were giving up 2.5, and they
probably took the Packers, probably.
You took the Packers. I took the Falcons, and obviously the Falcons cover. And then our poor, poor Giants on Monday Night Football beat up again.
At least they got this one right.
Yeah, we both did. We both took the.
You picked against the Giants, Cats.
Yeah, well,
traitor.
The Giants were giving up 4 points.
Yeah, I don't know who set that one.
Yeah, fuck that.
Not a Giants fan.
Yeah, they lost by 2 touchdowns. And
yeah. Eli, by the way, unsurprisingly.
Yeah. Eli Manning couldn't stay up on his feet.
Ziggy Ansah had four sacks. I mean, come on.
It was bad. It was very bad. No
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they made the Lions look like an elite defense when they are far from it.
Are we shot, you think? Is our season done? Or do you think we can come back like in 2009? Or
well, I proclaimed the season over halfway through the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with that prediction. I do think they're probably going to go into the bye 1-6 or 0-7. Mm-hmm. But then I do think they will be classic Giants and then win 6 or 7 games at the end of the season.
Go on a little run.
Just to save Reese and Dickface's job. And
Reese
then
and Dickface.
Make sure that they don't get a good draft pick.
Okay, so after week two of our picks, I was 7-9 and you were 9-7. And collectively you are 16-15, and I am 14-16.
About 500.
Yeah, it has been a rough first.
Suck it, Vegas.
It's been a rough first 2 weeks for us.
If you listen to me and you didn't pay any vig, you would be up like 1%.
Yeah. So we might as well tell the rest of the people here that we're betting a whoever has the most better record at the end of the year has to read a speech in the final episode of the other opponent's writing. So, obviously, there'll be a lot of shit talking in that speech, some foul things, maybe.
Maybe a haiku. Who
haiku,
knows?
Yeah. It could be really anything. Obviously, if Miller wins, there'll be a lot of Chiefs talk. If I win, Miller's going to have to, you know, I don't know.
Probably a lot of Chiefs talk.
Yeah, probably a lot of Chiefs talk. We hate the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs are whack. They're just no good. All right, so let's move on to the Thursday night. Let's move on to this week's games, and then we'll do we do the pick'em first, or do we do
let's do this week's games. I can't remember what we did last week. Let's do this week's games, and then we'll do our league stuff after this.
I think that's a good way to go. All right, so let's do the
0-1 this week.
Yeah, well, we both are.
You took San Fran also.
Yeah, did I take San Fran? I agree with you. Whatever I did,
okay.
I agree with you.
All right, so we both lost that game. Mm-hmm. We both took San Fran +2.5.
All right, so this is what we were saying before. We were saying that the Rams, played 3 games, played up to opponent, they beat the opponents they should have beat, and they lost to the opponents they should have lost. So I can't get a good feel on them so far.
They scored 40 points, I think, twice this season so far, which is mind-blowing to me from the fucking Rams.
Yeah.
And they didn't figure out – they forgot they had Sammy Watkins until the second half of this Thursday night game. So,
did you start him?
I benched him everywhere.
Oh, my God. That's scored 20-something points, man.
I benched him everywhere. It's even more annoying because I'm fucking starting Diggs now with Bradford out because I didn't know Bradford. I thought Bradford was going to play, even though I said he wasn't going to. it's really fucking annoying, this Watkins thing. But as a Watkins dynasty owner, you know, I'm happy his stock is at least trending up, concussion notwithstanding.
Okay, moving on now to Sunday at 1. I'm sorry, Sunday at
9:30. 9:30, London. The first London game of the year.
Yeah, I love these because, you know, you wake up and there's already a shitty game going on.
Oh, it's great.
So, Baltimore Ravens.
It's always Jacksonville.
Saxonville.
Jacksonville is always in London, man.
Well, that's because that's the team they want to move there, bro. That's like, you like Jacksonville, right, guys? You could be the fucking.
They're like, give us anyone else.
Just, do we have to have Jacksonville? But anyway,
you think they just leave Bortles in London? Is that possible?
They may revoke his passport, but I feel that they would extradite him, like take him back.
The Queen is not wants nothing to do with Bortles.
Yeah, just take this guy back. He's terrible. So let's see this game here. The Ravens have given up 4 points to the Jacksonville Jags. I'm gonna take the Ravens in this.
I would take the Ravens if this was Baltimore minus 14. So yeah, I'm definitely picking the Ravens.
Jacksonville showing me nothing. Saxonville, I should say. Sorry, Saxonville.
Saxonville. Showing me nothing. This Baltimore legit defense, which has been crazy with takeaways versus Bortles, they might have 6 picks this weekend.
I'm definitely going to say 3 turnovers.
Oh, at a minimum.
3 turnovers for Mr. Bortles here. Now, going to the actual 1 o'clock games here, Denver Broncos with that nasty D going into Buffalo. Going, West Coast team on the East Coast here, but I like Denver. I'm going to go with Denver on this. I don't care. Buffalo sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you're only laying 3 points. So Denver is only giving up 3 points going into Buffalo. When I see lines like this that objectively on the surface make absolutely no sense to me, mm-hmm. I'm inclined to think Vegas knows something I don't, and I'm just gonna take the word for it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Buffalo +3. I don't think Buffalo's going to win this game. It doesn't make any sense to me. Denver objectively should kick the shit out of them. I don't see how Buffalo even scores 7 points this game. But the line is too low. It doesn't make sense. It's too low. Vegas is trying to fucking trick me, and I'm not going to let them. I'm going to take Buffalo.
You're taking the Buffalo Bills. All right, man.
I'm going against my own logic and thinking, and I'm going with
Buffalo.
Vegas.
No. All right. I like it, Miller. I like it.
Ooh, battle. Two shitty teams
okay.
next.
Okay. Well, I feel that, honestly, you're going to see this finally explode. I think you're going to see some points here, though. Honestly, every time I see these two teams play, they're always playing in some like wacky game, like 35-28 or some shit. I'm going to take the Panthers just keep getting the bounces and they go to 3-0. I feel that this isn't the Saints' year, but the Panthers are somehow going to persevere through this shit at home.
I am very torn on this game. I'm going to take the Panthers also.
Both quarterbacks are in your the list. They've made the Michael Miller list.
This could be a really bad game.
I think it's going to be a fun game.
You think so?
I think that both these offenses have been struggling so far, and this is going to be the cure for it.
I don't know if the Saints are going to be able to do much against the Panthers' offense on the road. Saints are not a great road team. And the Panthers, on paper, should light up the Saints' defense, but we'll see. On paper, they should have lit
rivals.
Up. Like, yeah, I don't know.
All right, Mike.
I don't like it.
The Steelers at the lowly Bears. Who do you got?
Steelers at the Bears. I gotta pick the Steelers.
Now, going into Chicago, I feel that it's a rough little windy place to play. I'm gonna take those points, man. 7.5. I like the Bears here. Take those points.
It's gonna be a big Tariq Cohen week, by the way.
I hope so, because I just picked the goddamn Bears.
Yeah.
All right. The Falcons are going into Detroit here. And they're giving up 3. I'm going to go with the Falcons on this. I think the Falcons are legit. I think they start off on a big streak. I think they knock off 7-8 straight.
I'm going to take the Falcons here. And this is not my lock of the week, but this would be my second lock of the week if I was going
to
get one.
Well, at the end of the segment, I'm going to have you do – we're going to make a lock of the week.
All right. Falcons would be my second choice. It's not my first choice, but it would be like – I mean, this game is priced as if the Lions are actually a good team.
Well,
they're not.
Got
the Lions are not a good team.
Us, you know, so how good could you possibly
The Falcons be? Are going to fucking run them.
All right. Now we got Cleveland going into Indianapolis here. A battle of the two lowly teams right
there.
Yeah. two bitches. So, Mike, what do you got here?
So, I want to protect the brand, and I want to pick Cleveland because this is if there's one thing we've learned on this podcast, we love Cleveland, and we hate Kansas
Cleveland
City.
Rocks.
So, this is kind of the theme of the podcast. But every ounce of logic in my body will not allow me to lay points for the Browns on the road. I don't care if they're playing a high school team. That just seems fucking insane. I cannot do it. I have to take the Colts.
Well, Mike, I bought into the Browns.
You're on the Browns
bandwagon?
I'm
taking the Browns. I hate the Colts.
This is going to be a big crow week as well.
I think
Crow's going to eat.
I feel that the Cleveland Browns, man, they've been itching for a win, a big win, and this is it right here against some whack-ass team too. Now, this game has no line.
So the line, because the Bradford injury, I think it happened, but the line is actually Tampa Bay is -2.5.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay here. I feel I think Tampa Bay is actually going to be a good team this year. I think Minnesota Suns, Bradford sucks.
I'm going to agree with you. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay as well.
What was the line you said?
-2.5.
-2.5. Okay. Moving on, the Texans versus the Patriots. Now, the Patriots kicked the shit out of these guys in the playoffs, if I remember.
I thought Houston gave them a hard time.
On defense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not on offense, I think they scored a point.
I'm sure they have a Brock Lobster or Brock Lobster. Or someone like that. Brock Lobster. I'm sure their quarterback was garbage.
Again, New England's getting a lot of points here. Who do you got, Mike?
I'm going to take the Patriots at home. I have a hard time. I know their defense is – Houston's defense is good, but Houston's secondary is fucking trash, and the Patriots are going to exploit that.
I'm going to go with Patriots. I think they're on the revenge tour after that Chiefs loss.
Angry Brady. The Angry Brady, man. You don't want to fuck
I
with him.
I think that to keep himself, you know, his blood pumping, he I think he dropped the game on purpose.
All the greats do it. I mean, you heard Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame induction speech?
Not the whole thing.
All right. Well, it's the like part he was crying. So, yeah, I mean, he went through a list. He was like, he's like reading names off like an index card. He's like, oh, hey. Remember Joe, like Lattimore from math class? Remember when you told me I suck at basketball? Well, what up now? Like from like the eighth grade. Like this guy has a fucking hit list of like anyone who's ever said anything negative in his life. Like going through it. Somebody made a comment to me the other day. They're like, imagine if Jordan had played during the era of Twitter. Like his Hall of Fame speech, he would have been like, I love boobs 69. Remember when you said you suck, Jordan? Well, fuck you. I'm in the Hall of Fame now. Like going That's through funny. Like just reading through, going just killing people's mentions on Twitter.
All right, so moving on to Miami at the New York Jets. I'm going to take Miami. I'm betting against Jets all year.
6 points is not enough for this game. I'm taking the Dolphins also.
Yeah. You could put – it would have to be like college level, like 33 points. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Giants,
the
Eagles.
G-Men versus the Eagles. We don't fare well in Philly, man.
Oh, no. 6 is also not enough here. I'm taking Philly. Philly's front seven could not be a worse matchup for the fucking paper mache offensive line we have. It's going to be ugly.
If there's one game I hope I'm wrong about, it's this one. But I feel that the Giants.
Jordan Jenkins might not play. I mean, this could get really out of hand.
Yeah, I feel that the Giants are going to be dropping to 0-3. 4 o'clock now. Seattle Seahawks at Tennessee. I'm going to go with the Titans. I think that they're going to start getting to a groove and maybe being the team maybe thought where they were before the season started.
I'm going to go the other way. You know, Seattle was a team 2 weeks ago. Everyone thought it was going to be in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Tennessee has really underwhelmed me this season so far. I'm going to say this is the week Seattle gets back on track.
All right. Cincinnati at Green Bay, -9 here for Green Bay. Mike, you're up here. Does Cincy score a touchdown?
So, yes, Cincy does score a touchdown this game. I am actually going to pick Cincy, and I'm going to take the 9 points. I just don't think Green Bay – I think they'll win the game. I don't think they cover the 9.
I think that
I think some regression for the Bengals.
I think that the Bengals are trash. Give me the Patriots. I'll take the big spread on this one. I don't give a fuck. Give me that Green Bay 9. Now, here we go, Mike. I'm going to take the Chiefs regardless.
Well, only -3 really tested my resolve here.
I'm going to take the Chiefs here because L.A. is getting all the bad bounces. And who the hell wants – no one's going to be there to see it. And the Chiefs look legit, man. I like the Chiefs, man.
The Chiefs suck. Fuck the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chargers.
I like it. All right, Sunday night, the Oakland Raiders versus Washington Redskins. I'm going to have to go – oh, actually, no, Mike, it's your turn.
I'm going to take the Redskins in this game and 3 points. Sticking with my reversion theme, I think this is the week the Redskins offense gets back on track.
I'm going to go Oakland. I like that team. They're just dope. I got David Carr, man.
Got the Oakland jersey on currently.
Yeah, I got the Bo Jackson jersey. Like, how am I going to bet on the fucking Redskins? Now, Monday night, Dallas Cowboys at Arizona. I think that this is a no-brainer to me. This is a Dallas Cowboys win. I think Arizona sans David Johnson is pretty pathetic. They barely got by the Colts.
Yeah, I could not agree more with you. And Dallas coming off an embarrassing loss. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dallas is going to be angry, and they're going to be out for blood, and the Cardinals are just no good.
Yeah. All right. So before we end this segment, we're going to give our lock of the week. We're going to call it the Craig Carton lock 'em up of the week. All right. So, Mike, who is your Craig Carton lock 'em up of the week?
Lock of the week, Tampa Bay, 2.5, laying 2.5 at Minnesota. They'll win that game by 2 touchdowns.
Really? All right. For me, my lock 'em up of the week here has got to be give me the Atlanta Falcons, man. Lock that shit up, bro. Detroit Lions suck. I think the Falcons are going to steamroll the first couple of months. I think the first 2 months of the season will be like
the 7-1. Lions are pretenders. The Lions were getting that line because they just beat the shit out of the Giants.
Yeah.
But they just don't
know. Oh, give me your
sheet.
All right. Let me just write your name on that. Miller. All right. So let's go into our.
Get into the league.
Into the league, which everyone's been waiting for. Our league. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So let's go through the scores of last week here. It was starting with your boy. It was a rough week. Everything went wrong that could go wrong.
Well, not everything. The Derrick Henry train started building some momentum.
The choo-choo and Derrick Henry train was pretty sexy. But other than that,
Abdullah, career high rushing yards.
I didn't play him.
Oh, also shocked his career high in rushing yards, 86 yards. To be fair,
well, he's only played like. Actually, he played the whole first season.
Yeah, that surprised me. But you know, look, tough Giants run defense. He looked pretty good, I thought.
Hey, hopefully that's an upturn for that guy. I lost
Ty Montgomery. I mean, your running backs at least are trending the right way.
Kieran Williams, my hot free agent pickup, did me nothing. I took a gamble on that just because I didn't know.
So if you listened to the podcast last week, I could have told you Kieran Williams was going to be fucking trash.
And
you faced Crabtree, which doesn't help.
Yeah, he had a big game. I ended up losing by about 20. Maybe 30. You know what? My team is in disarray. I kept making all the wrong decisions. I didn't play Wentz. I played Cousins.
That's going to be an annoying decision to make.
Yeah, I saw a lot of guys on the bench, but you know, it is what it is. I'm 0-2. I don't think I've ever not started 0-2 in your league. So,
right.
Yeah, I both years I ended up coming back to almost even. So.
There's a lot of teams that are 0-2, I think, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're still certainly in that 5-6 playoff mix.
I'm trying to get in.
You get to 6-5. Mm-hmm. I think you're in the mix of things there.
Well, this week I got. We'll get into this week. Moving on to the next game is cheese. The cheese train hype train ended.
He ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, the Wiz saw.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Wiz crushed his dick. He fucking beat him by like 50 points. I think Wiz's team's looking good, man. Look for real. I like it. I'm all about it. Cheese, you suck. Your team's terrible. It's trash. I don't like it. And, you know, I feel that from here on out, the only one that you're going to be above in the power rankings is Herman, because I don't feel that you're going anywhere with this team.
And it's unlikely Herman wins a game. So,
well, even if Herman wins a game, he's still staying below Cheese in my power
rankings. What if he beats Cheese?
I mean, he should have beat him twice. Like, he's got to put all.
Wait, did he already lose to him once?
Yeah, he lost.
I forgot they played the first week.
Yeah. So like, Herman's got to do, but he's got to put off a string of victories. Cheese lost. Come on.
No, I hear you.
Unless other people lose the cheese, then he gets to move up. Now going to Herman against Steve. Herman put up a valiant
Steve
effort.
Steve needed this bounce back.
Big bounce back win. Steve, you know, all right, he's 1-1. He's back on the right track. He's trying to defend that title, that chip.
He's got a few problems. He was relying on Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall done.
I think he retired. I just don't think he told anyone.
Yeah, I hit that dickhead right in the chest with the ball, and he didn't catch it.
Yeah, he's on a milk carton somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's on the list. He's toast. His career's over. 99% probability the only reason he signed with the Giants is because his stupid NFL Showtime show filmed tapes in New York. So, I mean, he's got one foot out the door already.
He's got 99 problems and all being a receiver.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, he's got that. Brandon Cook's off to a slow start. You know, he's got, look, Devontae Freeman's killing it. Matt Ryan's fine. Mm-hmm. McCoy's off to a somewhat of a slow start. Hasn't been great.
He's dealing a little bit of injury.
Yeah.
He's
what is he not?
Devontae Freeman.
Kelsey's been great. Kelsey's been great. So, but I don't know. Steve's got, he's got some question marks.
Justin, again, your team is mediocre. I feel that it's the definition of mediocrity.
You think his team is mediocre? That's the nice thing you've ever said about his team.
It's not good enough to be trash. You know, it's kind of like, it's got good players, but then it's got like just done. I don't know. Yeah, I just,
mediocre implies he would be some, you know, average, below average.
He is. He's that step below the Marvin Lewis mediocre. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like Marvin Lewis is making the playoffs mediocre.
So he's like Jeff Fisher mediocre.
Yeah, he keeps getting a job for some reason. Yeah. Like, it's like a long time ago, like his greatness is like Sasquatch, where it's like we all heard of it, but like whoever really saw it, you know what I'm saying? Like he did something a long time ago. We all heard about it, but what have you done for me, Justin? Like I haven't seen you be good at this shit basically since, I don't know, 5 years, really. You've been kind of trash. Moving on to the next week, the next game is I felt bad. Launchpad losing to Miller. I was rooting for Launchpad, but I knew you were gonna win. We both picked you last week. 95 points was not gonna cut it. Launchpad. I don't know why in the chat we had to hear about if you would have started this.
He's like, oh, if only I started this guy. I'm like, I beat you by 40 points. Like, and beat him by 40 points. I got zero from Jordy because he got hurt in like the first play of the game. I got zero from Zeke, who just got shut out the whole game, I got 5 points on Amari. So even with all that, Lunchpaper was bitching about, oh, I should have started Chris Thompson or some stupid shit.
Did you start Brady Gronk?
Yes. Oh yeah.
All right. So you.
Oh yeah. So Brady got, like, Gronk versus the Saints.
Yeah. So would you get like 70 points out of that?
No, that was probably like 45 combined.
Really?
50 combined, maybe.
Because Brady had.
Brady
like,
had 30, 35 by himself, and then I guess Gronk had probably had 20. Yeah, probably 50, 55 points.
I was gonna say 50 something points.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, that was over the first half of that game. Launchpad was toast.
Yes, Launchpad took a tough loss. Then moving on to Woods versus Feinberg. Feinberg, despite the injuries, man, keeping up his game, man. 132 points, beat a solid win over Woods. Woods again. You're gonna get there, man. You guys gotta develop. He lost Coleman though for the year for the broken hand.
Second year in a row, frustrating.
Yeah, Coleman, he's starting to develop a little reputation here.
Put that Browns jersey on, man. It's just like.
Then our last game of the week here was Fat Rob Port James.
This was the only one we differed on, the winner of last week, and I lost on a fucking bullshit bounce on a 57-yard Matt Prater field goal.
Look, man. Donk's team trash, bro. I don't like Donk's team mainly because of the players on it.
not entirely, but mainly because of that.
Yeah, I'm not for them or about them in any way. Their best guy is OBJ, and he's not doing much.
Your hex on Donk's team has been working, man. Corey Davis hamstring injury. Greg Olsen just broke his foot.
I thought I was taking crazy pills. Everyone's like, Donk's team's the shit. I was like, where?
Watkins looks like he's finally ready to a little bit of a breakout, but we'll see.
He's lead. I know he played Watkins this week, so he's leading so far. So let's go to this week's games here, and let's prognosticate.
Sure.
For this week. All right, so we got obviously I'll do mine first. We got you down with CMC. Yeah, you know me versus Fat Rob Port James. Me versus James, man. Right now I got a 17.7 point lead because of Pierre Garçon. Just
nice doing Garçon type things.
Yeah, well, Hoyer got the ball near him.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing, everyone's like, oh, Garçon, he still has it. I'm like, Garçon's been doing this all year. Hoyer just missed him like the first two games.
Yeah, he just couldn't get the ball near the guy.
Yeah, Garçon is good.
Well, I have a 17 point advantage, so
it's a nice head start.
I'm gonna go with me. You know, this is the last thing gonna take me until, you know, I'm proven otherwise.
I'm picking you. I'm picking everyone against anyone whose picks I have, so.
All right, next game, Wiz versus Kelvin Benjamin Button. I say Wiz keeps going, man.
I mean, this isn't even fair.
Wiz 3-0.
You got the Buzzsaw Watts versus trying to get on the board, Herman.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this is the wrong game for Herman to try to get on the board.
0-3 for Herman, I feel.
Herman was doing a victory lap today in the chat about scoring 100 points.
He just scored 99, though. He didn't score.
I didn't even check it. I didn't even fact check it, Herman. That was fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news. He scored 99 points.
Damn, Herman.
Just like PDs for pound, bro. Like, no. PDs for nothing. For police department.
Yeah.
And I respect, you know what? I respect the hell out of Watts for, I'm sorry, I respect the hell out of Watts for having Harambe as his fucking logo. I love that. And things were better.
I mean, that might be what's driving him to
He's
victory.
Doing it for Harambe, bro.
He is doing it for Harambe.
Now we're going to Steve versus Kuhn. I'm going to go with Steve, man. I think that Steve, he continues as the right path on the Kuhn.
I'm going to go with Steve as well. Kuhn, Michael Crabtree's getting locked up by Josh Norman this week. That's likely a good look for Kuhn. Although I do think AJ Green's gonna have 200 yards.
Oh my god. Now his next matchup here, since we're both in agreement with that, let's move on to the next one. you versus Cheese, you got the layup, and you were already fucking 60 points, bro. Like 58.3 points. Wait, you play Gurley and Hyde?
Yeah.
Whew. So, yeah, this one's easy prognosticate. Cheese, you're going to 1-2.
The only question is, how many points do I beat him by, and can I get another high score of the week?
You might. 35 out of Gurley is sexy. Who else you got here? Oh, yeah, I know you got Tom Brady. And
starting Brady this week. Zeke. Starting Gronk. Zeke.
You still got some big names. Jordy Nelson, possibly. Honestly, you're going to crush Cheese. Cheese is trash. You know, let's just take a quick preview of what his team's about. Tevin Coleman, John Stewart. Yeah, you're good. You have Cole Beasley, T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins. Man, his receivers would be so much better if they were on different teams.
It's like, yeah. I mean, if he had quarterbacks for DeAndre Hopkins or T.Y. Hilton, it might be a different story.
And I had to hear all throughout your Charles' birthday's extravaganza about how Charles Clay will be a startable tight end.
He was talking about Charles Clay.
Yeah, he's like, bro, he's gonna be top 12 tight end. I was like, who gives a fuck?
He first of all will not be. I mean, he'll barely be top 24.
You think he's not even a backup? Barely backup worthy?
Yeah, he'll finish 18 to 24.
I want to say that his free agency, every league but the league we're in right now, is probably at 99%.
Nobody owns him. Nobody starts him.
It's got to be deep. You got to be playing like 16 men deep.
Nobody wants him.
No one.
Except she is.
Yeah, he's.
Because he traded for Julius Thomas, and he realized that was a mistake.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Julius Thomas. Only guy in the NFL I feel like I could actually beat in a foot race.
All right. Feinberg versus Donk here.
This is the matchup of the week.
Donk, he's gotten a head start with Watkins.
Big off to a big start.
But I feel Feinberg's team is on a roll, man. I feel Feinberg, and I hate Donk. Like I said. It's not you. It's mostly the players that are on your squad.
Not entirely.
No, not entirely. Mostly.
Yeah, a little bit for the GM, a little bit for the coach.
There's other factors to why I don't like your
certainly
team.
Certainly mostly
but
the players.
But more or less, right. It's the players on your squad.
I'm going to pick Donk again. I've been picking him all season. He's been burning
you
me.
Stop picking him, bro.
He's also a nice lead already.
Yeah, but
I think OBJ gets going this week.
You should do Donk a favor and stop picking him. This is like your hex. This is like on the low, you're like afraid of Donk's team and you keep picking it because you're
you
like,
you think I'm reverse jinxing?
Yeah, you're jinxing. You are putting the hex. you should rename instead of Millitime, should be the hex. I say Feinberg 3-0. If it was any other team but Feinberg or yours team, I would give Donk the victory with the big lead.
I gotta say Donk.
Nah, man, Feinberg forever. Last game of the week. Is Woods versus Launchpad? I'll take my boy Launchpad, man. I like his team, man. I got a Jai. He's got a couple good players on that team. Woods has lost Coleman. I'm gonna go with our boy Launchpad, who's in England, jolly old England. Are they gonna go to the Jacksonville game?
No, at least I don't think so. But that would be funny.
Yeah, if you listen to this before that, go to the Jacksonville game, dickheads.
Or don't. I mean. You don't got to go all the way across the pond to see a shitty football game.
You can see Blake Bortles still football. Come on. All right, so who do you got here?
This one's really tough. I'm going to go with Launchpad as well.
Launchpad?
Yeah, Ajayi is in a six spot this week against the Jets. He's going to fucking smash. But I don't know, man. That Bradford injury. It's the one problem when you have like half your team invested in one actual NFL team. It's like that Bradford injury just fucking destroys like so much of his team.
All right, now we're going to go to give two awards out this week. Who do you think is going to get the Disco Era Award, which is the low score of the week? Who's going to be in the 70s or something like that, you know?
I am going to say Cheese.
I'm going to have to go with Cheese, too. Reading his roster really...
reinforced that belief.
I want to say, look, if you ever want to just get bad vibes, let's just go do this real quick. Here's a negative words I'm going to say to you, Miller. You're going to get bad vibes off this. Jameis Winston, Tevin Coleman, Jay Stew, Cole Beasley, T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, Emmanuel Sanders, Charles Clay, and then there's kicker defense, whatever.
So I don't think there's not one person on his team that I would start at any point in my team. Like, his best player, I would not start over my worst player.
Would it be hard to even point out his best player?
I mean, I guess you could make a case if you would start DeAndre Hopkins over my fourth receiver, but I don't think that's even a hard decision.
No, I think I'd rather just start your guy.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to agree with you. I think the Disco Era Award this week goes to Cheese.
He'll be in the 70s.
Now, who's going ham this week? Who's getting the ham award?
Was that most points?
Most points.
I got to pick myself. I'm off to a 60-point lead.
Well, I mean,
I should easily get 140.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you. I think this is gonna be the biggest blowout of the week. You're gonna have the low score versus the high score.
Yeah, it's annoying. I'm like, what am I wasting this for?
Yeah, you could just kind of sit. You might win based on this score.
Like, yeah, I discussed it with the team. I was debating, you know, benching them and just trying to keep everyone fresh and healthy and move on to the next week. Because I just don't need them this week. You know, I think 60 might be enough to get it done. But the damn league rules, I'd be a tanking violation. It'd be a whole thing.
All right, so we're going to get to the last part of this this podcast here is the official power rankings. And everyone's been waiting
for it. Start from the bottom.
There's suspense, man. Low score of the week. I put Donk at the bottom, bro. I just do not think his
team. Below Herman?
Below Herman.
Donk has dropped the Greg Olsen injury.
He got the Greg Olsen injury.
Donk has moved to the bottom of the power rankings.
He's below Herman. But again,
I take back my sarcastic nervousness.
I have, people could jump up and down in this. So it's like, if you win, Donk, you're out of the cellar, man. You're not cursed to be below Cheese like Herman. All right? Like, wherever Herman's got to be statistically behind Cheese no matter what happens this year because he lost to this guy.
Wow.
So Donk, again, 12. Herman, come on, bro. Where did you think you were going to be? You lost two games in a row. And one of them is Cheese. Jeez, you're getting lucky at this point. You won that one game, really. Otherwise, you'd be 12.
Living off your rep.
Yeah, man. He wants to let everyone know that in 2015, he came in third place.
that is true.
Yeah,
third place. That did happen.
And in 2017, week one, he beat Herman. So yeah. Good for you on both accounts, Jeez.
I think he's actually, I haven't been to his new apartment yet, but I think he's got banners up for both of those.
A bronze banner. Yeah. He's got a warm seasonal six pack of beer and a third place trophy. all right, and then I have to do it to myself, man. Number nine is me.
Big drop
for me. I feel that I deserve probably even lower, but I just my Herman Cheese thing. I have to keep that. But after me, I got Woods. Woods, I'm gonna say this to you every week. Not your year. It's gonna be in the future. You got all these picks. I got a lot of young players. James. You beat Donk. Not the greatest thing. So you're at seventh. You know, I feel that your team is Le'Veon Bell's. If he's not going to be Le'Veon Bell anymore, your team sucks. It just sucks. Launchpad, number six. You fell out of grace. You lost, man. But I still got you in the playoffs. I like your team. Number five, I put Steve, bro. I think Steve, after that, it was a good win.
Needed it.
Number four, Kuhn.
Ooh.
Big jump up for him. He beat me. Not because he beat the self-proclaimed greatest prognosticator in the game. I like his team though. I think his team underperformed week one, and that's why he lost. I feel that, of course, that's why he lost. But I like Kuhn. I'm gonna put him in four.
DeMarco Murray hamstring. You're not concerned?
Nah, man. He's gonna rise above that.
He has no other running backs.
Hey, look, these are subject to change, bro. Come see me week four, Kuhn. I dropped Donk to 12, bro. That's fair. Number three. Now, here's a big man, Watts.
Top three, Watts.
Holding it down for what are you guys, a beta? Or no, what would you guys call
it? Alpha Gammas.
Alpha Gammas. Holding down for the Alpha Gammas. Watts and Harambe. Never forget. Going to our top two, Miller. You know, I can't take Feinberg down if you don't lose, man. So Miller year in two, Feinberg year in one, and that's the way it goes, man.
I like it.
Lock them up. We will see you then in week was it four? Yeah,
we're going.
This is week three.
Yeah,
we'll see you in week four. I got a new outro, Miller.
Ooh.
And you'll love it. All right, here it goes. Everyone, we'll see you next week.
Oh yes. With a dame, I shit a drunk, you came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that thing can get it on. Plank to fit it on, came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that. Let me in, let me hurt that. Say you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut her after we done it.